Welcome to the section on kidney patterns. In this part of the course, we're going to be covering a meridian-based perspective that's integrated with the Zongfu theory. So let's take a look at the first slide, and we find the kidney connections here. And the first thing that we should note is that the kidney has a connection to both the pericardium and the heart. The kidney connects to the heart through the Shaoyin pair and through the pericardium because they are located next to each other on the clock. The kidney also has a connection with the Sanjiao, and this is best remembered because the kidney fire and kidney yang moves through the Sanjiao to be distributed to the rest of the organs. The kidney also has a connection to the large intestine. This is because they are located opposite of one another on the clock, and finally the urinary bladder and kidney are related in system 3. So let's take a look at the next page, and we'll see here the various TCM patterns that involve the kidney. Some of the primary patterns are kidney qi deficiency, kidney yang deficiency, kidney qi not astringing, kidney yin deficiency, and kidney essence deficiency as well. Now, the complex patterns of the kidney that involve interactions with other organs include kidney and lung qi vacuity, kidney and lung yin vacuity, kidney and lung yang vacuity, kidney and lung defensive qi deficiency, kidney and spleen yang vacuity, kidney and liver yin vacuity, kidney and heart yang vacuity, and kidney and heart yin vacuity with empty heat. So these are a lot of patterns, and it can be difficult to remember all of these at times, and especially the symptoms that define these patterns. And this is yet another advantage of using a meridian-based perspective integrated with asking the client about their top three concerns. Naturally, clients are going to express those symptoms that are most problematic or most chronic for them, and by working with their top three concerns and integrating it with the meridian circuit systems and the Zongfu patterns, we're able to clearly define what patterns are most prevalent in the patient and which ones we should pay the most attention to. So let's go ahead and take a look at the next slide, where we see some of Master Tong's points that are beneficial for the kidney. The first ones we'll mention are on the Sanjiao meridian. These are 22.06 and 22.07. Now, 22.06 is between the 4th and 5th metacarpals, and it's 0.5 sun proximal to the metacarpal phalangeal joint. So it's in the area of Sanjiao 3. 22.07 is 1 sun proximal to 22.06. Now, these two points as a combination are indicated for kidney vacuity, back pain, and sciatica due to renal disease, or sciatica in the Shaoyang channels. I'll use these points quite commonly, and of the Han Yang points, these are pairs that are very beneficial for tonifying the kidney. The other pair is on the large intestine meridian. This would be Linggu and Da Bai. So when you see kidney vacuity, especially kidney yang vacuity, the Han Yang points that are going to be most beneficial are Linggu and Da Bai, or these points 22.06 and 22.07. So I remember when I first started studying these points many years ago, it was confusing to me about when to use what points under what conditions, because we find that we can use either the Sanjiao points or the large intestine points for kidney yang vacuity. And in theory, both the Sanjiao and the large intestine make sense. So this is where we can stress the importance of asking the client about their top three conditions and working within that framework to determine what meridians are best used. So if a client has kidney yang vacuity sciatica with constipation, then I would be more inclined to use the large intestine points. If they have a kidney yang pattern and sciatica and also present with pain in the Sanjiao meridian in the neck area, then I would be using the Sanjiao points. Now, a couple other points here on the small intestine meridian that we need to mention are 22.08 and 22.09. 22.08 is 0.5 sun proximal to SI3, and 22.09 is 1 sun proximal to 22.08. These points are indicated for Taiyang sciatica, back pain, low back pain, nephritis, pain and stiffness in the knee, and kidney vacuity headaches. So these points, because of the small intestine's connection to the urinary bladder, we find that it's indicated for various conditions where the bladder channel is involved. So, as we mentioned before, clearly determining what meridians have symptoms in the patient is very important for determining whether to use Sanjiao points, small intestine points, or large intestine points. Okay, let's take a look at the next slide where we find some spleen points for treating the kidney. And the first of these is 77.17. This is spleen 9. It's indicated for various kidney organ diseases. 77.18, which is known as Shen Guan, or kidney gate, is located 1.5 sun below 77.17. And this is a key point for strengthening the kidney. It's used for kidney vacuity, symptoms such as back pain, headaches, sciatic urinary dysfunctions, and kidney organ diseases. This is a point that I've added into my practice several years ago and have seen very good results from it. Now, the other point here is 77.19, or Di Huang. This point is 7 sun above the medial malleolus, so it's located at the same point as spleen 7, and it treats all types of kidney, urinary, and reproductive conditions. This includes nephritis, edema, urinary infections, premature ejaculation, hematuria, irregular menstruation, and more. Final point here is 77.21, Ren Huang, which is 4 sun superior to the medial malleolus, and it treats the same conditions as 77.18 and 77.19. Now, these three points, 77.18, 77.19, and 77.21, are often referred to as the three lower Huangs, and they treat a variety of kidney, urinary, and reproductive conditions. So these points here are very important, and I use them frequently in clinic. One thing that I've started to do in the last year or so is, since the points have a similar function, I'll palpate along the edge of the tibia in the area of these points and determine which of these four points are most sensitive. So I'm typically looking for the three most sensitive. If I find that spleen 9 and Shen Guan and 77.19 are the most sensitive, then I'll needle those. And some clients, you'll find that 77.18, 77.19, and 77.21 are the most sensitive points, in which case I would leave spleen 9 out. So because these have very similar functions, be sure to palpate to find which points are most appropriate to use. As a final note, 77.18, 77.19, and 77.21 are all indicated for kidney and spleen yang deficiency. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we see some kidney circuits. The first circuit I want to talk about here, and probably the most important one, is the metal water circuit. This is where we find the kidney and the urinary bladder connecting to the large intestine and the lung. It can be used for treating kidney vacuity, kidney qi not astringing, and kidney and lung patterns. I like this circuit because it draws upon the five elements as well, where we find the metal connecting to the water. So for kidney deficiency conditions, we can utilize the metal points to treat the water. Examples of this, Linggu is useful for tonifying kidney yang and is indicated for low back pain and for urinary conditions. And Lung 5 and Lung 7 is a very good point combination to be using for bladder conditions. And the second circuit that we see here is the Shaoyin Taiyang circuit. This is where we find the Shaoyin connecting to their internal, externally related meridians of the Taiyang. This one is useful for kidney yin or kidney yang vacuity, as well as kidney and heart disharmony. I've noticed that the Tai Yang being present here is an important consideration. So when we see Tai Yang symptoms like back pain or lumbar pain or sciatica combined with kidney and heart disharmony, such as shin disturbance or perhaps kidney yin deficiency with excessive heat, when we see these types of conditions presenting in the client's top three concerns, then we'd want to use this circuit for the treatment. Okay, let's take a look at the next slide where we find the Xiao Yin Xiao Yang circuit. Here we find the kidney and heart connecting to the San Jiao and gallbladder. Now, this circuit is very important for deep-seated neurological conditions, so things like Parkinson's disease that's due to kidney yin deficiency or kidney essence deficiency. Strokes can be treated with this circuit as well. If they present with a kidney deficiency pattern, a variety of neurological conditions, a shin disturbance, where there's this disharmony between the kidney and the heart, but we see excessive symptoms in the San Jiao and gallbladder, such as temple headaches or severe mania, these types of conditions can be treated with this circuit. Now the other circuit here, the Xiao Yin Spleen San Jiao circuit, this is another very important circuit. I use this one a lot when the kidney and spleen are both in a dysfunctional pattern. So we can use it for kidney yin vacuity, kidney yang vacuity. It's especially important for empty heat, kidney and heart disharmony, and essence and blood vacuity. So this one, very important for kidney yang vacuity patterns, especially if the spleen's involved, or it's very good for blood vacuity patterns because we've got the spleen present and it plays a role with the heart in blood production. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at the next page where we see some more kidney circuits here. The next one is the Jiui Yin Kidney Large Intestine Circuit. We've talked about this one on the liver course, and we'll go into more detail here. So it can be useful for kidney and liver yin vacuity. Kidney yin and yang vacuity can be treated with this circuit. Kidney patterns that occur with liver blood vacuity are also treated with this circuit as well. And when we see large intestine symptoms present with kidney patterns, this can be a good circuit to use. Now, oftentimes I will modify this circuit, and here we can see that the San Jiao connects to the pericardium as well as the kidney. So this one can be used to treat situations like kidney and liver yin vacuity, liver yang rising, liver wind, where there is kidney vacuity as well. Now, for yang rising with heat, I will often replace the large intestine meridian with the San Jiao meridian, and we see how the San Jiao connects to both the kidney and pericardium here. Okay, on the next page, we see a couple more circuits here. This is the kidney pericardium yang ming circuit, and this one is useful for kidney yin or kidney yang vacuity affecting the yang ming. It's also useful for kidney patterns that occur with blood vacuity and yang ming symptoms. So in some situations, the kidney can become deficient in either qi or in yang, and this will affect the yang ming organs. So in cases like that, I will often use this circuit. And the final circuit here is the fire water circuit, where we see the kidney connecting to the pericardium, and both of these connect to the San Jiao. This circuit can be useful for kidney yin vacuity and kidney and heart yin vacuity with empty heat. So as we've learned, the pericardium and the San Jiao both have a connection to the heart. We've learned some of Master Tong's points on the San Jiao for treating heart conditions. And for this reason, when we find a kidney and heart disharmony, especially if there's extra heat, so kidney yin vacuity with heart yin vacuity or kidney yin vacuity with empty heat, this circuit can be powerfully applied to get good results. Okay, let's take a look at the next page and we'll start to talk about some TCM patterns and what circuits can be used. Now the first one is kidney qi vacuity, and we can use a variety of circuits here, and always keep in mind that the circuit used will depend on the client's top three health concerns. So the first circuit here, and probably the most common one that I use, is the metal water circuit. This works with the five elements, as we've talked about. It can be used when kidney chief acuity presents with lung and or large intestine symptoms, and this circuit is very effective for back pain as well as lung and urinary conditions. So in Master Tong's system, there are some points on the lung meridian that are just proximal to lung 7, which treat upper back pain, and I like this area for treating that condition. So when I see upper back pain occurring with low back pain in the urinary bladder channel, I will often use this circuit as well, because the lung has a connection to the urinary bladder, as does the kidney. And of course, the large intestine meridian is quite powerful for resolving pain and moving qi. Now, the next circuit here is the Shaoyin Taiyang circuit. This circuit should be used in kidney qi vacuity patterns when there's a disharmony between the fire and the water. It can also be helpful for back pain. So if I'm going to use this circuit, I'm looking for disharmony in the heart. So between these two circuits, the metal water circuit and the Shaoyin Taiyang circuit, it's always important to determine whether the client has lung symptoms or more heart symptoms. And if they have either of those, then that will clearly indicate what circuit to use. The next circuit here is the Yangming Kidney Pericardium circuit. We should use this one when they have kidney qi vacuity mixed with gastrointestinal symptoms. This one is often useful for menopause and midlife-aged clients. This is because the kidney starts to decline, and often the Yangming will be affected in a number of different ways. So, any of these circuits can be used for kidney qi vacuity, and the final result will determine on the client's top three concerns. On the next page, we find the pattern of kidney yang vacuity. The two most commonly used circuits for treating this are the metal water circuit and the Shaoyin spleen Sanjiao circuit. And remember that Linggu and Da Bai are very powerful for increasing yang. They tonify kidney yang and treat a variety of symptoms related to that, such as back pain and urinary conditions. They can also be used for treating prostatitis or other conditions of the prostate. Now, the Shaoyin spleen Sanjiao circuit is also very commonly used for kidney yang vacuity, and this is because of the three huangs. Remember that these points that are on the spleen meridian, Master Tong's points, they tonify the kidney and the spleen yang together and are therefore helpful for conditions like edema or gynecological conditions, kidney conditions, urinary conditions, etc. So when you see kidney yang vacuity in clinic occurring with digestive patterns or spleen involvement, or if the heart is involved as well, you should consider the possibility of using this one. Now remember, 22.06 and 22.07, located on the hand on the Sanjiao meridian, is good for renal disease and back pain, and they also tonify the kidney. So of these two circuits, I most commonly use the metal water circuit, but it's very common that I will use the Shaoyin spleen Sanjiao circuit as well. Now, one final note here, in the metal water circuit, when I'm treating kidney yang deficiency, rather than needling kidney points, most of the time I'll needle the three huangs, because this is benefiting both the spleen and the kidney, and usually if the kidney yang is deficient, there are some spleen patterns as well. So I think overall in my practice, 80 to 90% of the time, I'm using the three huangs as the foot yin channel on the spleen meridian rather than traditional kidney points. So in the metal water circuit, you can use the three huangs as the kidney points, and then you select the most appropriate urinary bladder, lung, and large intestine points. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find some point prescriptions. So for kidney yang vacuity, these are just some very simple, straightforward point prescriptions, and I would, of course, alter these for the client's needs. So on the Han Yang channel on the left side, this is the metal water circuit. We can use Linggu, Da Bai, and small intestine 3 to open the Dumai. And we've paired that with UB62 and UB23. Lung 5 and Lung 7 are my favorite choices there. especially if there's conditions affecting the bladder. Now, if they have upper back pain, I will palpate in the area proximal to lung 7 and look for 2 or 3 Oshii points there. However, for edema, swelling, urinary incontinence, frequent infections, or these types of conditions, lung 5 and lung 7 is the combination to use. Lastly, we can use kidney 3 and kidney 7 to tonify the yang. Now remember, as I said just a few moments ago, we can substitute kidney 3 and kidney 7 for the 3 huangs, but this will depend on the client's top 3 concerns and overall presentation. Now, the other basic point prescription here is the points that are part of the Xiaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit. And here we find 22.06 and 22.07 located on the San Jiao meridian. I'm using Heart 5 because it's the Luo connecting point, which will connect into the kidney as well as the other meridians. I'm using the 3 huangs on the spleen meridian to tonify the kidney and spleen yang. And finally, on the leg yang channel, then I will choose the best points determined by the client's needs. So if they have something like gallbladder meridian sciatica, then I would needle GB41 and at least one other gallbladder point. If they have stomach conditions or gastrointestinal conditions, then obviously I'd needle the stomach meridian. Or if they have a Tai Yang channel condition, then I would needle the urinary bladder. So notice that in the Xiaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit that there are 2 leg yin channels, but no yang leg channels represented. So for that reason, we need to pick the most appropriate yang leg channel to use. Okay, let's look at the next slide where we find a condition of kidney yin vacuity. In this pattern, we can use numerous circuits as well, and of those, we have included here the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang circuit. This is important for kidney and heart disharmony. So kidney yin vacuity leading to excess heat in the heart or some sort of disharmony there. This is important. The Xiaoyang, remember, it helps to clear the heat. The gallbladder connects to the Dai Mai, and it also helps with the essence if we use GB39. So when we see kidney yin vacuity with intensive heat or neurological conditions or shin disturbance, then I would use this circuit. I can also use the Xiaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit. Remember that both the spleen and kidney points can tonify the yin, and the San Jiao clears heat. The metal water circuit can also be helpful, especially if it's a pattern like kidney yin and lung yin vacuity occurring together, and this is quite common, actually. So this circuit is one of the most commonly used ones for the kidney. The Jiuyin kidney large intestine circuit can be used. This one would be important if there are liver and pericardium symptoms arising, or if we find the kidney yin vacuity affecting the liver yin as well. This circuit is also good for calming shin. We know that the liver and pericardium points are very good for that, and then we can use the kidney points to supplement the kidney yin as well. Or this circuit is useful when we find kidney yin vacuity and stagnation patterns as well. So, for instance, this would be kidney yin vacuity and liver yin vacuity leading to qi stagnation. In this type of pattern, then, when the patient displays these symptoms as their primary concern, then I would look at using this. Now, the Yangming kidney pericardium circuit can also be useful because if the kidney yin declines, it can easily affect the large intestine or stomach. So, in menopausal women, it's not uncommon to see symptoms such as constipation or stomach ulcers or acid reflux. And for clients like this, then, that have kidney yin vacuity with Yangming symptoms, I would want to use the Yangming kidney pericardium circuit. This one's also very good for kidney and heart disharmony, shin disturbance, or situations where the kidney and heart disharmony is affecting the shin so much that they don't want to eat, or in some other way affecting the digestive system. So, we can use any of these circuits for treating kidney yin vacuity, and again, this will be determined by the patient's health priorities. Let's take a look at the next page where we see a actual case study where we use the kidney pericardium yang-ming circuit. This was a female who was 52 years old. Her primary complaint was menopausal hot flashes. Her secondary concern was constipation. And her third concern was epigastric pain. Now, she also had carpal tunnel in the area of PC5 to PC7, and the PC points were needled on the opposite side of the carpal tunnel. So notice that this client's top concerns naturally form a circuit. And again, this is the wonder of using the Meridian Circuit Systems method, is because when we ask the clients about their top three concerns, we can easily form a circuit based on the meridian connections. So for this client, because the carpal tunnel was also a concern of hers, I needled PC5 and PC6 on the opposite side of the pain. On the same side of the pain, I needled Linggu and Sanjiao 6. The Sanjiao 6 was for the constipation. Linggu benefits the kidney, and it also helps with constipation and epigastric pain. Kidney 3 and kidney 6 are treating the root pattern of kidney yin vacuity, and stomach 36 and stomach 43 were needled as well. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find kidney and lung patterns. Now, for any type of kidney and lung pattern that's recognized in TCM, such as kidney and lung qi deficiency, kidney and lung yin vacuity, or kidney and lung yang vacuity, we can simply use the metal water circuit. Now, the points we use will vary depending on whether it's qi deficiency or yang vacuity or yin deficiency. However, this circuit is able to address this complex pattern very simply. Now, the points chosen should reflect each patient's unique needs and top three concerns. So if a client has upper back pain, then I would use different lung points and different urinary bladder points. I like the lung points that are proximal to lung 7, as well as points around UB57 for treating upper back pain. Now, when we are using these circuits, we can use a variety of techniques to determine what points we want to select. We can use mirroring and imaging. We can use traditional point energetics. We can use the five elements or the command points. So I'll use a variety of these depending on how the overall pattern and presentation of each client fits together. Now, if you're an expert in five elements and you like that system easily integrates into the meridian circuits. You can also use mirroring and imaging, and a lot of times I'll just stick with that. Point energetics, as taught in TCM, is also a good way to do it, and you can also use the command points if you are fluent in those. So finding the way of creating synergy between the circuits and the points is something that comes with experience and expertise in each of these different ways of point selection. Now, for these patterns, kidney and lung patterns, I like to use herbs usually for these, so we should be aware of that. I'm not going to go into the details of what herbs to use, but many times for these types of patterns, herbs are necessary. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find kidney and spleen yang vacuity. Now, one of the most important things in treating this pattern is to use the three huangs. So this is because they treat both spleen and kidney vacuity. So when you see this pattern, spleen and kidney vacuity occurring together, use the three huangs. The other channels that we're going to use are going to be determined by the client's top three concerns. So we can ask the question, what leg channel should we use? Well, it's not quite that simple, because we need to determine what other symptoms they have as well as their top three concerns. So if a client has kidney conditions that predominate, and situations like incontinence or Tai Yang sciatica, then obviously we'd want to use the urinary bladder. Now, if the client has digestive patterns, and often they will in a kidney and spleen yang vacuity, then I would use the stomach points. Now, if we look at the hand yin channels, we can ask what are the best points to use if we have a kidney and spleen yang vacuity condition. Well, we would want to use lung points if they also have lung symptoms. So we might find a situation where a client has kidney, spleen, and lung vacuity, in which case, obviously, the lung points would be the best to use. In another situation, the client may have pericardium or heart symptoms that are expressing because of the underlying kidney or spleen yang vacuity. With that being the case, we'd want to use the pericardium or heart points. Now, on the hand yang channels, we could select any of the meridians, and this will be determined based on their top three concerns and overall presentation. So remember, we learned the points 22.06 and 22.07 on the San Zhao. These points tonify the kidney yang and treat conditions like nephritis, kidney disease, and Xiao Yang Sky Attica. The large intestine points for the kidney yang vacuity are Ling Gu and Da Bai, and small intestine 3 and 22.09 can also be used, especially if they have Tai Yang Sky Attica patterns. So, when we're looking at this pattern of kidney and spleen yang vacuity, we can ask what circuit is naturally formed when working with the client's top three concerns. I stress this so often because it's so important to do. I want you to start implementing this because it's going to make your diagnosis and your results so much better when you implement this simple technique into your clinic. So start using it immediately, and you'll find that it saves you a lot of time as well as gets you better results in clinic. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find a case study of kidney and spleen yang vacuity. So this will demonstrate how we can select points based on the client's top three concerns. The client was a male who was 37 years old. His primary complaint was constipation with low appetite and bloating. His second concern was depression and anxiety, and his third concern was back pain. The tongue was pale and puffy. So because of the presence of constipation and the digestive symptoms, I immediately thought of the points Ling Gu and Da Bai, as well as the Yang Ming organs. So it was quite clear from looking at him and going through 10 questions that he had kidney vacuity and spleen yang vacuity. So when I see this, and especially just based on everything he was expressing, the Yang Ming organs are obviously an important consideration for that. Now, added to this was San Zhao 6 for treating the constipation. The three Huangs were added because they are beneficial for kidney and spleen yang vacuity and digestive conditions. PC6 was added for the anxiety and depression, as well as Lung 7 for depression and for opening up the Ren meridian and addressing the constipation. So the client got very good results. The back pain was quickly resolved. Another thing I added in his point prescription were urinary bladder points. So I did the front side treatment, and then at the end, I did needle some points in the back. These were UB23 and UB57. So the back pain was immediately corrected, and the patient was very pleased with this. It took a little bit longer to work with the constipation and the low appetite, but we were able to work that out as well. And for the depression and anxiety, I used a different method for that, which I will be introducing in a future class that's called Spirit's Gate. Okay, let's take a look at the next slide where we find kidney and liver yin vacuity. Now, the most common circuits for treating this are the Jue Yin kidney pericardium circuit, and we can also modify the Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit. So first of all, the Jue Yin kidney pericardium circuit is very useful for kidney and liver yin vacuity. We've got the kidney and liver both represented, as well as the pericardium, which connects to the yin wei, and the large intestine is also often the major meridian to use for this pattern as well. Now, it can be modified. I've mentioned this before. When you're identifying these circuits, It's completely fine to take out one of the meridians and add another one if you find that it fits better. So let's say that for some reason we want to use the San Jiao rather than the large intestine. It's perfectly acceptable to do that. And we know that the San Jiao also connects to the kidney and the pericardium as well. So we're able to maintain our meridian connections. Now, you should also notice that in this circuit that there's no Foot Yang channel. Typically for this pattern, I'll be using the gallbladder because of its connection to the liver and because GB39 can be beneficial for treating the kidney essence. In some situations, I may use the stomach channel instead, and essentially this would create the Yang-Ming kidney pericardium circuit. So what I want you to get used to is playing around with these meridian connections and always asking yourself when you're treating a client, what is the best Foot Yin channel to use? Or what is the best Foot Yang channel to use? Additionally, you want to ask yourself, what's the best Hand Yin channel and what's the best Hand Yang channel? So when you do this with the technique of asking about the top three concerns and looking at their overall pattern, then you can greatly refine your treatment methods. So another circuit that I'll use when treating kidney and liver yin vacuity is the modified Jue Yin Xiao Yang circuit. Obviously, when the kidney and liver yin deficiency occurs, it can lead to liver wind and liver yang rising. So the presence of the gallbladder and San Jiao here are important for treating liver wind and liver yang. But we also want to add the kidney to the circuit because it is often at the root of liver yin vacuity. So in summary, we can use this circuit for liver wind or liver yang rising with a underlying kidney yin deficiency pattern. Okay, let's take a look at the next slide where we find kidney and heart yang vacuity. Now for this pattern, we can use a number of different circuits here. One of the main ones is the Xiao Yin Tai Yang circuit. I would use this circuit when we have urinary bladder and small intestine symptoms presenting, or if there is some problem with the water metabolism. And this can express in a number of different ways. It can be influencing the bladder or the kidney, and the Tai Yang meridians are both important for water metabolism. So when we find symptoms in those meridians, as well as conditions with the water metabolism, then the Xiao Yin Tai Yang circuit is useful. Now, the next circuit here is the Xiao Yin Spleen San Jiao circuit. Remember that the three huangs on the spleen meridian treat both spleen and kidney yang vacuity, and spleen points can also benefit the heart. So when we find a kidney and heart yang vacuity, think of the three huangs as well as some of the additional spleen points, such as spleen 6 or spleen 10. And again, my selection of points, whether it be the three huangs or traditional points like spleen 6 and spleen 10, will be determined by the client's top priorities. Additionally, for this pattern, we can use the Xiao Yin Xiao Yang circuit. I suggest using this circuit when the client has San Jiao or gallbladder channel symptoms. It's also useful for intensive neurological patterns, and it should be remembered that there are San Jiao points that benefit the heart and treat heart diseases. Now, in this pattern, it is often best to substitute traditional kidney points in favor of the three huangs. So get used to doing that. You'll find that it can be greatly beneficial to your clinical practice. Let's look at the next slide here where we find kidney and heart yin vacuity. Now really any of the Xiao Yin circuits can be used. So the kidney and heart together are represented as the Xiao Yin, and the Xiao Yin pairs with three other meridian pairs. This is the Xiao Yin Tai Yang pairing, the Xiao Yin Spleen San Jiao pairing, and the Xiao Yin Xiao Yang connection. Now we've already discussed these in great detail, so I won't go into that much further. Lastly, I want to mention that we could use the Jue Yin Kidney Large Intestine circuit for treating kidney and heart yin vacuity. I would use this when kidney, heart, and liver patterns and symptoms are all present. So, If they have liver qi stagnation and a kidney heart yin vacuity, then the circuit would obviously be the number one choice. So I hope you can see from this that the meridian circuits is a great method to use to make things a lot simpler. Now, I know that when you're first learning this and we're going through these explanations, it can be a bit overwhelming at times, but if you stick with the simple method of learning these circuits and asking the client about their top three concerns, you're going to naturally see how these circuits form and how you can refine your diagnostic skills as well as your treatment skills by using this technique. Let's look at the next page where we find a case study. And this is a female who is 42 years old. Her primary concern was urinary incontinence with frequent urination and urinary bladder infections. She had a secondary concern of hemorrhoids and a third concern of chronic cough from a previous fever. Now, when I'm asking about their top three concerns, I always write down the main meridian or organ that's affected. So for the primary concern, it was urinary incontinence. So obviously this is a condition of the bladder. The secondary concern was hemorrhoids. This is the large intestine. So in my clinical notes, I'll write LI next to that. And the third concern was cough. So this is affecting the lungs. So when you do this in clinic and you're asking about the top three concerns and listing the organ that's primarily affected, you'll naturally find that circuits form. So this circuit that we used here is the metal water circuit, which consists of the bladder, the large intestine, the lung, and the kidney. Now, TCM patterns that were present in this client include damp heat in the bladder, kidney yang vacuity, and blood stagnation. So if you're doing TCM pattern diagnosis and Zongfu theory, which you should be doing anyways, you'll run into these cases where they got three or four patterns going on, and then we have to wonder, well, what points should we use? This is where we really can start to refine our diagnostic methods by using the meridian circuit systems method. Now, the points that I used here were some of Master Tong's points, 33.01, 33.02, and 33.03. These are located on the large intestine meridian, and they are located to Sun above the wrist crease, that's 33.01, and just above that, Tusun is 33.02, and Tusun above that is 33.03. So if you draw a line from large intestine 5 to LI11, the first point is Tusun above LI5, the next point is Tusun above that, and the next point is Tusun above that. Now these points treat hemorrhoids and irregular menstruation. For the lung points, I used lung 5 and lung 7. This is a great combination to be using for any type of urinary conditions. Lung 5 is the water point on the middle meridian, and it's also indicated for bladder conditions. Lung 7 opens the renmai, which passes through this area of the bladder. It's also the luo connecting point, so it's helpful for the secondary concern of hemorrhoids. Now, it's not a primary indicated point for that, however, it does play an adjunct role. Now, in this client, we can use kidney 3 or kidney 7 or the three Huangs, and I treated her a number of times, so I would alternate between kidney 3 and kidney 7 and the three Huangs. On the urinary bladder, I used UB40 because it treats hemorrhoids, and UB57 as well, as that was found to be an Ashi point and one of my favorite points in general. Okay, let's take a look at the next page. So this is just a quick review then of some of the most common circuits that we can use. So for kidney yang deficiency, the metal water circuit is a very good one to use. For kidney qi deficiency, we can use the metal water circuit. For kidney yin deficiency, we can use the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang circuit, the Xiaoyin spleen Sanjiao circuit, or the yang ming kidney pericardium circuit. For kidney essence deficiency, what circuit would you use to treat this pattern? Once again, the circuit that we use is going to be determined by their top three concerns. So if a client presents with kidney essence deficiency and dizziness or spaciness or an empty feeling in the head or kidney pattern headaches, then there's a good chance that I would use the Shaoyin Shaoyang circuit. However, if they had kidney essence deficiency and Yang-Ming patterns, then I would use the Yang-Ming kidney pericardium circuit because we want to make sure that they are able to extract nutrition through the stomach and the Yang-Ming. And because the Yang-Ming are full of qi and blood, that's an important consideration when treating kidney essence deficiency. So for the client that has kidney essence deficiency with digestive symptoms or digestive weakness, use the Yang-Ming kidney pericardium circuit. For the client that has kidney essence deficiency with symptoms affecting the head, such as dizziness or tinnitus, or these types of conditions, then use the Shaoyin Shaoyang circuit. Okay, let's take a look at the next page here, where we see some of the other patterns. For kidney and lung patterns, the metal water circuit is always going to be the preferred circuit to use. For kidney and spleen yang vacuity, we would use the Shaoyin spleen sanjiao circuit or the Yangming kidney pericardium circuit. For kidney and liver yin vacuity, typically the Jueyin kidney large intestine circuit will be used. And for kidney and heart yang vacuity, often the Shaoyin spleen sanjiao circuit is the main one to use there. For kidney, heart, and yin vacuity with empty heat, we will also use this circuit. So this concludes our discussion of kidney patterns. And I just want to thank you for your participation in purchasing this course. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to write to me at james.spears@ihsociety.com. Thank you once again, and good luck to you.